Good morning, everyone. Back at the end of February, President Obama, at his Fiscal Health of the Nation Summit at the White House, had this to say about Virginia Congressman Republican Eric Cantor, who's also the Republican whip in the House.
I'm going to keep on talking to Eric Cantor someday, sooner or later. He's going to say, boy, Obama had a good idea. It's going to happen. You watch.
Congressman Eric Cantor from Virginia. Any sign Barack Obama has a good idea yet?
Well, good morning. Yeah, you know, the difficulty, I think, for all of us right now is trying to figure out a way forward to see how we bring this economy back and to make sure the people can get back to work and we can see growth and prosperity again. So I don't have any difference in the fact that we all want this economy to work. It's just how we get there. And this week we are beginning the budget process in earnest in Washington. And what we see is a budget that has been presented by the administration that, frankly, is so far out of the mainstream that we're going to work very hard as House Republicans to try and pull that budget back into the mainstream, try and reduce the level of spending so that we are not piling trillions of dollars of debt onto the backs of our children.
All right. The deficit, of course, was an issue throughout the Bush administration as well. As the president has noted, the numbers are much, much higher here. But I'm wondering if there's a certain amount of discredited economic theory in the Republicans claiming that it's more efficient to have tax cuts to stimulate the economy and that deficits will only drive economic growth downward. I mean, the federal government is, and the state governments and the public sector is the only sector hiring at this point in the economy, Congressman.
Well, first of all, you know, I don't think it is helpful to go back and point fingers. Could we have done better? Could the Bush administration have done better? A Republican-held Congress? Absolutely. But we need to go forward because we need to solve the problems right here and now. And I don't know how anyone can think that if you look at where we are economically in this country and the fact that we have a tremendous amount of debt, we are in a hole. How do you say we're going to get out of that by digging that hole deeper?
Well, let's look at it from a Congressman.
That's really what's going on.
I hear that argument, but let's look at it from the perspective of the grandkids that the Republicans are talking about consistently as being on the hook. I mean, first of all, they were on the hook with the deficits during the last 8 years. But, you know, from the standpoint of those grandchildren, is it more important to worry about their, debt, when they become adults? Or is it more important to get their fathers and grandfathers and mothers jobs?
Right now, you're right. We've got to worry about getting food on the table. But if you look at this budget, how do you get food on the table by saying that you're going to impose a national energy tax on every household in this country when households, when mothers and fathers and grandparents are having difficulty making their mortgage payments and paying their bills? The Obama administration is proposing a huge, huge energy tax for every household in this country. The estimates are from the MIT economists that over $3,000 a year will be the tax that every household pays on
right.
its utility
Congressman,
bills,
let's
gas
talk,
bills,
right.
and anything that people purchase that are manufactured in this country.
But Congressman, the MIT scientists
grow the economy.
But the MIT economists don't use the word tax in describing the cap and trade system, which is a more subtle way of paying for carbon emissions as a way of dealing with climate issues that there is a mainstream consensus on dealing with. They don't call it a tax up at MIT, I don't think.
Well, you call it what you will. If you're going to have to pay a 50% higher utility bill, I call that a tax. And right now, we ought to be very much focused on how we get jobs created again. You mentioned that it's the government that is hiring. Frankly, increasing government spending at best redistributes wealth. We ought to be about creating wealth, creating jobs. And the way we do
that in a recession, Congressman,
we help small business people and give them relief because they're the ones that create 70% of the jobs.
No, I've heard that over and over again. That what infuriates me about that, and again, I'm not a supporter of Barack Obama per se. It just seems to me that in a recession, small businesses aren't hiring. It's the private, public sector that hires. You give small business relief, they're going to put the money in the bank.
to give you an example of some of the, if you want to give the public sector money, to give you an example of the stimulus bill that recently passed through the Nancy Pelosi-controlled House and was signed into law by the president, the almost $800 billion bill. To give you just an example, $3 million went to the District of Columbia. You know what they did with that money? They're going to go build bike paths, and they're going to increase the number of bike racks in neighborhoods like Georgetown. I don't think that that's a stimulative move. What we need
If you were working on the construction crew that made those bike paths, you'd think it was stimulus, wouldn't you?
We need to create lasting jobs, and that's how we create wealth, and that's how people can get some confidence back. If they know that the jobs and the economy are going to start growing again, you don't grow the economy by only stimulating the public sector spending. We've seen that over and again. History has borne out in the 70s in the UK, in France in the 80s. We don't want to go towards a European model of socializing everything.
All right,
we want to do is grow the private sector, get the entrepreneurs and the small businesses back into the game, because in the end, they're the ones that create 70% of the jobs in this country.
Okay, well, you know, getting the debate out of the 70s and 80s in France, I think, is probably useful. And I'm hitting you pretty hard here, but before we go, let me just ask you this question. What do you say to the people who have charged, and you know, you can hear it on cable news every night, that some members of the GOP are just basically sitting out this crisis and hoping that bad news in 2 years is going to help elect members of the opposition party?
That is so far from the truth and absolutely untrue. And you know, even the president has said that the GOP has no ideas, we're rejectionists. He knows better than that. I personally handed Barack Obama our plan on the stimulus. We will unveil our budget plan throughout this process this week and next in Washington. We will have a plan on energy. We will have a plan on health care. We are committed to being a constructive voice in Congress that's going to reflect the mainstream in this country. The important thing to remember is we cannot go and spend our kids' future. You know, if you look at this budget, it doubles the amount of debt for every man, woman, and child.
Yeah, no, I know the numbers.
And it
I know the numbers.
It from $35,000 to $70,000 per man, woman, and child.
Congressman,
who's going to pay for that? Our kids are. That's why we have got to work very hard to pull this budget back into the mainstream.
Congressman, Politico's making much of the fact that you showed up at the Britney Spears concert on Tuesday night. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, listen, we were, you know, I don't know why that is an issue whatsoever. There was a concert, and I had a political event at that concert. You know, look, that is why I was there. So, I mean, I don't see how
I wouldn't feel bad about it. I mean, I don't know. Your daughter's probably be thrilled if you had any.
I think my daughter really was mad that she wasn't there.
All right. Thank you. Congressman Eric Cantor is the Republican whip in the House, giving us a taste of the tough GOP debate between Democrats and Republicans over the budget.